Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings, events of interest in our community. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Barb Fallon and Sandy Hall from GFWC Treasure Coast Women. The General Federation of Women's Clubs are dedicated to community improvement through volunteerism. They'll be having their first annual Arts and Crafts Bazaar fundraiser on Saturday, November 17th at the Vero Beach Community Center. Ladies, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I was a little surprised to read that the General Federation of Women's Clubs is not only one of the oldest women's organization, but one of the largest. How far do you go back, and what does it you actually do?
We became federated in 1890, and at that time, the ladies were volunteering and serving their community. What else could you do back then?
One of the biggest things that they were known for is starting libraries in their communities.
Really?
So most of your early libraries were started by GFWC women.
As a matter of fact, 75% of the libraries in the country today are because of GFWC.
And how has your role evolved today in 2012?
It's community service. Most of our clubs like to go out and do fundraisers like we're doing with the Arts and Crafts Bazaar. And then we want to give back to the community, whether it be, you know, through children's organizations or scholarships, the homeless.
So volunteerism, that's a big part of what GFWC is?
Yes.
Who do you volunteer for?
We volunteer anywhere help is needed. The most recent was the Special Olympics Aquatic Division. We might volunteer at schools for literacy to help children read. We volunteer in the soup kitchens. We volunteer at the homeless shelter. We volunteer at Youth Guidance, the Hibiscus Children's Center. Anywhere we're needed or they ask for volunteers, we're there.
And these clubs are statewide, national, around the world?
International. I believe there is 22 foreign clubs outside the U.S.
And how many members do you have in your particular club?
Right now, we're sitting at 84.
And do you accept new members?
Yes, we do.
Gladly. We recruit membership, as a matter of fact.
Is that a year-round endeavor, or do you have certain times of the year when?
Year-round. We do different events, invite members so that they can kind of get a feel for what we're about, and then they'll decide if it's a fit for them and what they want to do.
And how many fundraisers will you do a year?
We do 4 major fundraisers a year.
I'm speaking today with Barb Fallon and Sandy Hall from GFWC Treasure Coast Women. Their first annual Arts and Crafts Bazaar fundraiser will take place on Saturday, November 17th at the Vero Beach Community Center. Sandy, tell me what you have planned for that day.
Well, we have a lot of exciting vendors. We have over 30 arts and crafts vendors, so we will have several local artists with their wares on display that you can purchase. We also have several other vendors, homemade type items. We've got fabric items, a lot of different jewelry, handmade pocketbooks, just a variety of different things. So this is the holiday season, so it is time to start thinking about those gifts, and what better place than to get some unique gifts. We're going to have our Crafty Cafe. So come have lunch. We're going to have a wonderful pulled pork barbecue sandwiches and chicken salad. And the ladies are all bringing homemade desserts. So where do you get homemade desserts anymore? So come out and make a day of it.
I've been speaking today with Barb Fallon and Sandy Hall from GFWC Treasure Coast Women. If you'd like to find out more about the work they're doing and their Arts and Crafts Bazaar, we'll have a link to their website on our website. Barb and Sandy, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you have a fundraising or community outreach event coming up and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, simply go to our website, wqcs.org. Until next time, I'm Drew Mello.